another edition of Your Spiritual Practice Podcast. This is one of your co-hosts, Reverend Dr. Cheryl Holton.
And this is Reverend Dr. Bill Holton, your other host. And the topic for this podcast is Work All Things Together for Good.
That's an interesting phrase, Work All Things Together for Good, which is phrased a little differently than the way we normally hear it. But it's something we want to dive into today and help you get a different opinion and a different viewpoint of it.
And we think it's important for you to hear the difference and the distinction that we're going to suggest based on that scripture, because we feel as if there should be better directionality associated with that scripture. And not only us, but others who are Bible scholars have called into question the scripture itself as being a misinterpretation of the original Aramaic, and we'll talk about that just a little bit later.
We will, but why don't we start out by sharing a couple of examples of the fact that we truly can work all things together for good, and that we is an important part of that.
Okay. For example, a 9-year-old boy and a 7-year-old girl each want a juicy, red, delicious apple. Unfortunately, the apple of their eye is 6 feet above their heads on a tree. As they stand there looking at their dilemma, a little girl has an insight. She reminds them that all things are possible and that they can divinely order their good. Now, she probably comes from parents who are a bit higher or elevated in their thinking, wouldn't you say, to come up with that kind of terminology?
I think she's heard that around her household.
No doubt. Then she tells her friend that if she stands on his shoulders, she can reach the lowest tree limb and grab the nearest juicy apple. He agrees, and they each enjoy a delicious apple. The metaphysical teaching is we truly can work all things together for good.
Let me share another example. Now, this may... Some of us younger folk are going to have to rely on your imagination or your memory from watching YouTubes or something. But and everybody remember Jimmy Durante. He was a singer, a pianist, a comedian, and an actor for over 50 years in the early to mid-20th century. Funny man, big nose, and just known for his comedy with everything he did. Well, he and his agent were on their way to a radio show, and it was being held in Durante's honor. And they planned on the way to make a quick stop at a veterans hospital because Jimmy Durante always had this soft spot in his heart for veterans injured in foreign wars, and he always liked to go and perform for them. Now, they didn't have much time, but he wanted to do at least a portion of his one-man show. So he sang a little, played the piano, did a little tap dance for the vets, and his agent was getting a little nervous about the time and was trying to pull him off the stage, and everybody was showing their appreciation, and they were walking toward the door, and Jimmy suddenly noticed two veterans on the front row who were applauding. Now, fans applauding, this was not unusual, but what was unusual in this case is that both of these veterans were amputees. One had lost his left arm and the other his right arm, but together they were able to applaud using each other's good hand.
Isn't that fantastic?
Oh, that brings tears to my eyes. And the story's told that when Jimmy Durante saw that, he looked at his agent and said, "You'll have to wait." And he went back on stage and performed his entire show. The meta-spiritual teaching is we can work all things together for good.
Yeah. Another quick example is that unique combinations of the 26 letters in the English alphabet produce the written material used for all of our books and our website pages. They produce the words that we've used, the ideas we've recorded to write and publish our books, and the words we use to deliver our Sunday messages and workshops and spiritual cafes, and the words we're using now to present this podcast. Now, these examples have one thing in common. They're all about the energy of working all things, in this case, a combination of 26 letters, for good.
Wow. So in this spiritual practice today, we're taking a look at a commonly used phrase which reinforces the illusion of our separation from our divine nature. And what we want to do is sort of turn that on its head, give it a meta spiritual interpretation, and turn it into a spiritual practice that can work for you. Now, the phrase comes from Romans 8:28 from Scripture, and the phrase says, all things work together for good. Now, the traditional scripture is based on the belief in an anthropomorphic God in the sky, as it normally appears, because here's how it is literally. In the International Standard Version, for example, it says, we know that for those who are called according to God's purpose, all things work together for good.
Now, in the Lamsa Bible, which is one of our favorite translations because it comes from the original Aramaic, what a surprise, because that's the language Yeshua, Jesus, would have used 2,000 years ago. In the Lamsa Bible, it states quite a little differently. It says, we know that those who love God are helped by God in everything for good. Now, it's still an anthropomorphic interpretation, but it's at least going in the right direction. Now, how many times have you heard someone say, things have a way of working out, or it'll turn out all right in the end because all things work together for good? Or in its more extreme form, it's all in divine order. God is good all the time. How many times have you heard that?
So we like to look at that languaging and say, not quite the way we feel, not what we believe. Let's take a look at it from a meta-spiritual perspective. Now, actually, Romans 8:28, just as it is, doesn't say that everything that happens is good, nor does it say all things turn out like we want them to. It doesn't even say whatever happens to us is predestined. We kind of believe that its truer meaning implies that the omnipresent universal consciousness, the one reality, underwrites all things for good, and that it's we humans who determine how things work out, whether they work together for good or not. We get to decide that. The good is there as universal spiritual substance waiting to be used. We just need to express it individually or collectively.
Now, the phrase to work together comes from the root word synergio, which is Aramaic. It shares its origins with the Greek words synergia, which means mutual cooperation, and synergos, which means working in concert. The Apostle Paul used the word synergio in Romans 8:28 to explain the dynamic synergy which occurs in human, divine, and cosmic cooperation. At its deeper, more metaphysical meaning, the synergy of applying truth principles means establishing conscious unity, balance, and equilibrium between our human nature and our divine nature.
So when we're attuned, then, from what you're saying, when we are at one-ment, which is atonement and another way to say it, with our divine nature, we can't help but exclaim, you know what, I really can work all things together for good.
And that comes from an internal, what Sharon and I call, lotus of control, because we know that we are self-reliant on self-confident spiritual beings wearing human clothing, and we can truly work all things together for good if it's our desire to do that, and if we take the steps and put our thoughts, choices into actions, it's up to us whether we do that or not.
In fact, the phrase, it's all in divine order, which a lot of people use, we like to rephrase that, and the way we say that is we divinely order this, which again comes back to our ability to take that control and that responsibility for doing it. We are the workers of good here in this plane. And so it's our action that needs to make it happen.
Yes, most definitely. And so the youngsters in the opening story use synergy to retrieve the apples. The veterans use their combined synergy to applaud Jimmy Durante. And the words we use to describe this spiritual practice are synergized letters formed into words, which are formed into sentences, which we hope have made sense.
So let's rephrase this whole scripture. We believe that this is what Romans 8:28 is really telling us, just in meta-spiritual words. When we synergize our human nature with our divine nature, we'll be able to work all things together for good.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful? Now, notice we didn't say we will be able to work most things or some things or almost all things or a few things together for good. The principle is when you synergize your human nature with your divine nature, the extraordinary you, when you consistently make enlightened choices, you'll be able to work all things together for good because you have established what we call the universal harmony. And by universal, we mean Y-O-U, universal harmony.
This is so critical. This is probably one of the most important spiritual practices you can take with you because you can use it constantly, every moment of every day. What you're doing is creating a focus, a spiritual laser focus, so that the world of outer appearances, no matter what's going on around you or to you, supposedly, you are still in control. And you get to choose how you think about it, where you put your energy, and how you move forward to deal with it. And that's how you can transform all things for good.
Yeah, for sure.
And even I like to think about when we're dealing with a situation to just ask ourselves that question instead of why did this happen to me, to begin to flip that around and say, how can I use this for good? How can I use this for good? And when you ask that question, you can't ask that question unless you're already believing that you can work all things together for good.
And what Cher's saying is, essentially, it puts the power where the power belongs, within you. It doesn't matter what happens to us here in skin school, whether it's an accident or a disease, whether it's a failed relationship or a job loss, those things do not transform our lives. What transforms our lives is our response to what happens to us, our response to a job loss or an illness, our response to being involved in an accident. That's what truly this scripture means when it says, based on what just happened to me, I can work all things together for good.
And it takes away that idea that somebody out there sent something to you to happen so that you would learn something. That's not the way it works. Things happen, and from that we say, how can I use this for good? What do I learn from this? We get to deal with whatever occurs from our level of consciousness.
Yes, and of course that's our belief, and we also believe that we are not here to learn lessons. Now, there are lessons because things happen to us. We're here because we are spiritual beings who have incarnated into a human experience. And so the lessons, this is how we view the lessons. We are here, we've made this decision to incarnate so that we can learn how to stop, if you will, self-defeating learning. Or move beyond self-defeating learning. And that's not why we're here. We are not imposed upon by some external deity out there to come here for our own good, to learn the lessons that will transform us. It's just simply, we believe, we simply came to a human experience, simply to experience manifestation, a human experience. And it was our choice to enter. And it'll be our choice to leave, of course, skin school when the time comes.
So let's talk about how the spiritual practice works, because it's very simple, and everyone should be able to do this. Just use the following affirmation as a daily mantra, and you can put this on note cards and put it up where you'll see it. You can record it so that you can listen to yourself saying it and make it part of your habitual way of thinking. The affirmation is this: I'm working all things together for good. Right now, in this moment, right here, right now, I'm working all things together for good.
And so we invite you, as we leave, to just simply have your intention, a strong intention, a very seasoned intention, a very high intention, to simply work all things together for good today.
And we affirm that is the case as you walk the spiritual path on practical feet. Blessings, and we're glad you were with us today, and we look forward to talking with you next time.